Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Serene. In this podcast, you will find movie reviews and TV show reviews, the latest news about the film industry, monthly watch list, award show predictions and recaps, recaps on events like Netflix's To Doom. You will receive 2 episodes a week, Thursdays and Sundays. You can follow me on Instagram at Movie Reviews with Serene and Movie Reviews with Serene podcast. Come join the journey. Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. You guys, the award season has begun. And so, as promised, we will talk about the Emmys, the Golden Globes, and the Critics' Choice Awards, which were all in this month. And also, the nominations for the Oscars will be announced within, I think, 2 days. And I'm very excited. So let's get into the episode. So the first award of the award season were the Golden Globes on January 7th. And so in the category for Best Director, Motion Picture, it went to Christopher Nolan for Oppenheimer. Then for Best Motion Picture Animated, it went to Boy and the Heron from Studio Ghibli. Then Best Motion Picture Drama went to Oppenheimer. Best Motion Picture Musical or Comedy went to Poor Things. Best Motion Picture Non-English Language went to, as I predicted, to Anatomy of a Fall. Then Best Original Score Motion Picture went to Ludwig Göransson for Oppenheimer. Best Original Song Motion Picture went to Barbie, as I predicted as well. And Best Performance by a Female Actor in a Limited Series, Anthology Series, or a Motion Picture Made for Television went to Ali Wong for Beef, as I predicted. Again, in general, like, most of my predictions came true for Emmys and for the Golden Globes as well. So, Best Performance by a Female Actor in a Motion Picture Drama went to Lily Gladstone, as I predicted, for Killers of the Flower Moon. Best Performance by a Female Actor in a Motion Picture Musical or Comedy went to Emma Stone for Poor Things. I'm very excited to watch that one. Best Performance by a Female Actor in a Supporting Role in a Motion Picture went to The Holdovers. And then Best Performance by a Female Actor in a Supporting Role went to Elizabeth DiBiase for The Crown. Then Best Performance by a Female Actor in a Television Series went to, Musical or Comedy, went to Ayo Edebiri for The Bear. And then Best Performance by a Female Actor in a Television Series for Drama went to Sarah Snook, Shiv from Succession. Then Best Performance by a Male Actor went to Sin Yoon for Beef, as I predicted. Then Cillian Murphy won Best Performance by a Male Actor in a Motion Picture Drama for Oppenheimer. Then Paul Giannotti won for The Holdovers in the category for Best Performance by a Male Actor, Musical or in a Motion Picture Musical or Comedy. Then Best Performance by a Male Actor in a Supporting Role in any Motion Picture went to Robert Downey Jr. for Oppenheimer. Then Best Performance by a Male Actor in a Supporting Role in Television went to Matthew Payden for Succession. Then perform best performance by a male actor in a television series, musical or comedy went to Jeremy Allen White for The Bear. Best performance by a male actor in a television series went to Kieran Culkin for Succession, Roman. Then Ricky Gervais won the best performance in a stand-up comedy for his special on Netflix. Then best screenplay went to Anatomy of a Fall. Best television limited series went to Beef. Best television series went to The Bear. Best television series drama went to Succession, as it should. Best cinematic and box office achievement went to Barbie. And that's it. Overall, my predictions came true for the Golden Globes. Also, Ellie Wong won the first award won by an Asian actress in that category, so she made history with that one. Also, like, at the Golden Globes, Joy Koy made some very, very disgusting jokes. So, that was that. And, but someone who was a better host was Joe Koy's ex-girlfriend, Miss Chelsea Handler, because she did an amazing job at the Emmys. Her jokes were funnier. Like, she made fun of the Robert Downey Jr. for him being old, but also she made fun of herself as well. So I was very pleased with that one. And so let's talk about the Emmys. So the Bear won Outstanding Comedy Series. Then Jeremy Allen White won Outstanding Lead Actor in a Comedy Series. Lead Actress went to Abbott Elementary for Outstanding Lead Actress in a Comedy Series. It went to Quinta Brunson, who also, like, writes the show. I'm very excited for the third season. And then, Supporting Actor went to, also in the Comedy Series, went to The Bear. Then Supporting Actress went to Ayo Edebiri. Guest Actor went to the Ted Lasso. Then Guest Actress in a Guest Actress in a Comedy Series went to Poker Face. Then Best Directing went to The Bear. Writing went also to The Bear. In the category for drama, Best Drama Series won Succession, as we all knew. And yep, my predictions came true as well. So Best Actor went to Succession for Mr. Roman, Kieran Culkin won that one. Best Actress went to, in the drama series, went to Sarah Snook for Shiv in Succession. Supporting Actor went to Succession. Supporting actress in a drama series went to The White Lotus. For Jennifer Coolidge. And guest actor in the drama went to Ted Lasso. Then guest act, guest actress in a drama went to Storm Reid for The Last of Us. Then directing in drama, outstanding directing for a drama series went to Succession as it should, and writing went to Succession as well in the drama category. Then limited or anthology series slash movie, limited series and anthology won BAFTA. Then television movie won Weird Al Yankovic. Lead actor won Steven Yeun as for BAFTA. Then lead actress Ellie Wong. Then supporting actor in the outstanding supporting actor in a limited or anthology series went to Blackbird. Then supporting actress went to Dahmer, the Dahmer monster of just monster, the Jeffrey Dahmer story. Then directing went to BAFTA. Writing went to BAFTA as well. Then reality TV host for reality or competition went to Mama Ru, RuPaul for Drag Race. Can't wait when it's back. Then host for a game show went to It went to Password. I have never watched that one, but congrats, I guess. Then structured reality program went to Queer Eye. Then the award for unstructured reality program went to Welcome to Wrexham, which I will be watching later tonight because I'm very excited. I have only heard good things about that series about Ryan Reynolds buying a soccer team in England and then helping them out, I guess. Then reality competition program went to RuPaul for RuPaul's Drag Race, Mama Ru. Then game show went to Jeopardy, the same as last year. I think last year was Family Feud. Then directing series went to Welcome to Wrexham again. Then short form comedy, drama or variety series went to I Think You Should Leave. Then actor, it went to I Think You Should Leave with Tom Robinson for Netflix. Then actress went to Chronicles of Jessica Wu. That's on Prime. Then the award for non-fiction or reality series for short form went to Succession for controlling the narrative, the episode. Then Variety Talk series went to The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, as it should. Then scripted variety series went to The Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. Then variety special live went to Elton John Live. Then variety special pre-recorded went to Carol Burnett. Then directing for a variety series, the award went to Saturday Night Live, where Steve Martin and Martin Short were hosting last year. Then writing for a variety series, the award went to Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. Also directing went to Riri's Super Bowl performance, outstanding directing for a variety special last year. I'm very excited for this year for Usher. Then writing for a variety series, the award went to Last Week with John Oliver. And writing for a variety special went to John Mulaney, Baby J, his special. Then, and for animation, individual achievement in animation, that's a juried award, went to Intergalactic, the Kid Cudi Netflix special with Kid Cudi and Timothée Chalamet and a bunch of other actors. Then animated program went to The Simpsons. Then the award for art directors and set decoration, went to production. The award for production design for a narrative competition contemporary program went to Wednesday. You know, like, general, the big winners were Netflix, HBO, then production design for a narrative period or fantasy program went to the Cabinet of Guillermo del Toro's Cabinet of Curiosities, also on Netflix. Then production design for a narrative program, Half Hour, went to that award, The Onlookers in the Building. Then production design for a variety series, went to Saturday Night Live. Then production design for a variety special went to Rihanna's Super Bowl halftime show. And then directors casting for a comedy series went to The Bear. Then casting for a drama series went to The White Lotus. Then, I think this is a new category. Casting for a limited or anthology series went to Beef. Also Netflix, for Netflix. Then casting for a reality program went to The Traitors. Then outstanding choreography for a variety or the reality programming went to Dancing with the Stars. Then choreography for scripted programming went to Blind Spotting. Then cinematography for a limited or anthology series went to Blackbird on Apple TV Plus. Then cinematography for a series half hour went to Atlanta. Then cinematography for a series 1 hour went to Miss Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Cinematography for a nonfiction program went to 100 Foot Wave. Cinematography for reality program went to Welcome to Wrexham. Custom design inspiration went for series went to Wednesday. Then contemporary costume for a limited series went to Beef. Then costume design for a series, a period costume design, went to The Great. Then period costume design for a limited series went to The Daisy Jones and the Six. Then fantasy sci-fi costume. Oh wait, see, that was the, excuse me. What? Costumes for a variety nonfiction or reality programming went to Beauty and the Beast, the 30th celebration. Then documentary nonfiction programming, directing for documentary nonfiction went to Still a Michael J. Fox movie. Then documentary or nonfiction special. Wait, documentary or nonfiction series went to 1619 Project. That's 1619 Project. Then documentary of nonfiction special went to the Michael J. Fox movie again. Then outstanding hosted nonfiction series went to Stanley Tucci, Searching for Italy. Exceptional Merit in Documentary Filmmaking went to The Territory. Then Writing for a Nonfiction Program went to The U.S. and the Holocaust. Holocaust. And for the award for makeup and hairstyling went to The White Lotus. Then period character hairstyling went to Queen Charlotte. Then hairstyling for a variety nonfiction or reality program went to We're Here. Then makeup non-prosthetics went to Wednesday. I thought it would be The Last of Us, but it's Wednesday. Then period or character makeup went non-prosthetic went to Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Outstanding makeup for a variety nonfiction or reality program went to Beauty and the Beast 30th anniversary, 30th celebration. Outstanding prosthetic makeup went to The Last of Us, as it should. Then outstanding main title song went to The Last of Us. Then outstanding music composition for a limited series or movie or special went to Weird Al Yankovic. Then outstanding music composition for a series original dramatic score went to The White Lotus. It beat Endor, Succession, Wednesday, and The Last of Us. Then outstanding music competition for a documentary went to Still a Michael J. Fox movie. Then outstanding music direction went to The Liberty of Congress Gershwin Prize for popular song Joni Mitchell. And it beat Rihanna at the Oscars and Saturday Night Live. And then outstanding original main title theme music went to Wednesday. Then outstanding original music and lyrics went to Ted Lasso. Outstanding music supervision went to The White Lotus. Last year it was Stranger Things, but this year it's White Lotus. Then outstanding character voiceover performance went to Big Mouth. Then okay. Outstanding Narration went to Barack Obama for Working What We Do All Day. That's on Netflix. Outstanding Picture Editing for a multi-camera comedy series went to Night Court. Then Outstanding Picture Editing for a single camera comedy series went to The Bear, and it beat Only Murders in the Building, Ted Lasso, Barry, and that's it. Then Outstanding Picture Editing for a Drama Series went to The Last of Us, and it beat Succession and The White Lotus. Then Outstanding Picture Editing for a Limited or Anthology Series went to Beef. Outstanding Picture Editing for a Nonfiction Program went to Still a Michael J. Fox movie. Then Outstanding Picture Editing for a Structured Reality Series went to Mama Ru for Drag Race. Then Outstanding Picture Editing for an Unstructured Reality Program went to Welcome to Wrexham. Outstanding Picture Editing for Variety Program went to a Black Lady Sketch Show. Outstanding Sound Mixing for a Comedy or Drama Series went to The Bear. Outstanding Sound Mixing for a Comedy or Drama Series 1 hour went to The Last of Us. And Outstanding Mixing for a Limited or Anthology Series or Movie went to Daisy Jones and the Six, and it beat Dahmer, Radal Yankovic, and Beef. Outstanding Sound Mixing for a Nonfiction Program, it went to Moonage Daydream, the David Bowie movie. Outstanding Sound Mixing for a Reality Program, Single or Multi-Camera, went to Welcome to Wrexham. Outstanding Sound Mixing for a Reality Series or Special went to Elton John Live. Outstanding Sound Editing for a Limited or Anthology Series, Movie, or Special went to Prey. Outstanding Sound Editing for Nonfiction or Reality went to Moonage Daydream again. Outstanding Sound Editing for a Comedy or Drama Series when 1 hour went to The Last of Us. And Outstanding Sound Editing for a Comedy or Drama Series 1/2 hour went to The Bear. Outstanding Special Visual Effects in a Season or a Movie went to The Last of Us. Then Outstanding Special Visual Effects in a Single Episode went to 5 Days at Memorial. Then Outstanding Stunt Coordination for a Comedy Series or Variety Program went to Barry. Then Outstanding Stunt Coordination for a Drama Series, Limited or Anthology Series or Movie went to The Boys. Outstanding Stunt Performance went to The Mandalorian. Outstanding Individual Achievement in Animation went to Intergalactic. Outstanding Costumes for Variety Nonfiction or Reality Programming went to Beauty and the Beast. Those were the Golden Globes. Oh, wait. Emmys, excuse me. Excuse me, Emmys. And now I want to talk about the Critics' Choice Awards, which were held on January 17th. No, yeah, 17th. So, in the category for Film Best Picture, it went to Oppenheimer, Best Actor went to The Holdovers, Best Actress went to Poor Things for Emma Stone for Poor Things. Best Supporting Actor went to Robert Downey Jr. for Oppenheimer. Best Supporting Actress went to The Holdovers again. Best Young Actor or Actress went to The Holdovers. Best Acting Ensemble went to Oppenheimer. Best Director went to Christopher Nolan for Oppenheimer. Best Original Screenplay went to Barbie. Best Adapted Screenplay went to American Fiction. Best Cinematography went to Oppenheimer. Best Production Design went to Barbie. Best Editing went to Oppenheimer. Best Costume Design went to Barbie. Best Hair and Makeup went to Barbie. Best Visual Effects went to Oppenheimer. You know that he did the atom bombing scene without visual effects, but it still counts as visual effects anyways, for Oppenheimer. So then Best Comedy went to Barbie. The award for Best Animated Feature went to Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, as I predicted, and like overall most different predictions came true as well here as well. Then Best Foreign Language Film went to Germany for Anatomy of a Fall. Best Song went to I'm Just Ken from Barbie. Best Score went to Ludwig Göransson for Oppenheimer. In category for Television, Best Drama Series, the award went to Succession. Best Actor Drama Series went to Kieran Culkin for Succession. Best Actress Drama Series went to Sarah Snook for Succession. Best Supporting Actor went to The Morning Show. Best Supporting Actress Drama Series went to The Crown. Best Comedy Series went to The Bear. Best Actor Comedy Series went to Jeremy Allen White for The Bear. Best Actress Comedy Series went to Ayo Edebiri for The Bear. Best Supporting Actor Comedy Series went to The Bear. Best Supporting Actress comedy series went to All That Matters in the Building for Meryl Streep. Best Limited Series went to Beef. Best TV Movie went to Quiz Lady with Awkwafina. Elwog and Sandra, I remember, and Will Ferrell. I watched it, I loved it, it's so funny. Then Best Actor Limited Series or TV Movie went to Steven Yeun for Beef. Best Actress went to Ellie Wong for Beef. Best Supporting Actor Limited Series or TV Movie went to Fellow Travelers. Best Supporting Actress went to Limited Series or TV Movie went to Beef. Best Foreign Language Series went to Lupin for Netflix. Best Animated Series went to Scott Pilgrim Takes Off, also for Netflix. Best Talk Show went to Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. Best Comedy Special went to John Mulaney, Baby J. And that's it for the, Critics' Choice Awards. Best Picture went to Oppenheimer. Best Editing also went to Oppenheimer. Best Hair and Makeup was Barbie. Best Song was also Barbie. Best Score was Oppenheimer. Best Drama Series was Succession. And those were the 2024 Emmys. Now I want to share some news with you. So director Kenya Barris said to Variety.com that his Wizard of Oz remake will follow a girl who lives in the Bottoms, a huge apartment complex located in Inglewood, California. He also will be remaking It's a Wonderful Life. Then Josh Hutcherson auditioned to star as Kevin McAllister in one of the later Home Alone sequels after Macaulay Culkin left the role, according to BuzzFeed.com. Then we got the first look for Michael Jackson biopic, and he will be played by his nephew, Jafar Jackson. Then Tron, the Tron 3, has begun filming, and it's starring Jared Leto, Evan Peters, Cameron Monaghan, Greta Lee, and Jodie Turner Smith. But not released it yet. Then Daredevil Born Again will no longer be 18 episodes, but instead more in line with the Netflix show's original episode count per season. I think those were like 22 episodes, 23 or 24 episodes. And each Marvel Netflix season, oh wait, excuse me, those were 13 episodes. And each Marvel like Netflix season was 13 episodes. I somehow like thought it would be 2022, to 22 episodes, but it actually was 13. Weird. Anyways, and this is according to the HollywoodReporter.com. Then Warner Bros. Is reportedly open to developing multiple shows for the Harry Potter universe, according to Deadline.com. Then Michael B. Jordan and Ryan Coogler, their next movie together, is reportedly about vampires, and it has a period element to it, according to The Insider and the HollywoodReporter.com. I would be very attractive to see Michael B. Jordan as a vampire. And then the Polar Express 2 is currently in the works at I think Warner Bros. And that's via Screen Time on X, and I cannot wait for its sequel. Then, Wizards of Waverly Place, starring Selena Gomez, is getting a sequel series, and Selena and David Henry, who played Justin Russo, Selena played Alex Russo, will be producing it, and the series will follow Justin after an incident at WizTech, according to Deadline. Then Rap Sheet will not return for a third season, according to Variety.com. And then the Minecraft movie cast has been revealed, and it stars Jason Momoa, Jack Black, then Daniel Brooks, Emma Myers, Matt Berry, Sebastian Eugene Henson, Jennifer Coolidge, Kate McKinnon, and Jermaine Clement. And then there will be an Indiana Jones game titled Indiana Jones and the Great Circle. And yeah, that's the official game for that. Then, something which makes me very happy, and I know so many of you guys, because it has to do with Peacemaker, and James Gunn shared an Instagram post yesterday, and he said that he has finished writing 7 out of 8 episodes for Peacemaker, and he only has the final left, the finale, the season finale, left to write. So I guess we'll get it at 2024 or 2025. I don't know. I'm very excited either way. Then, best selling games of 2023 per Screen Time were the following. Number one is Hogwarts Legacy. Number two is Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. I remember when I was younger, like, I remember Call of Duty Modern Warfare 1, like, being released. I was like, oh my god, I was very excited. Then, Modern and Madden NFL 24, Marvel Spider-Man 2, Tears of the Kingdom, Diablo 4, yeah, 4, then Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, Mortal Kombat 1, Star Wars Jedi Survivor, EA Sports FC 2024. Yeah, I almost said EA Sports to the game. Anyways, Jacob Elordi said on Jimmy Fallon a couple of days ago that he doesn't know when Euphoria season 3 will begin filming, and I quote, "I hope it's soon or they're going to have to." They're going to have to Benjamin Button me or something. I'm going to have a bad back walking down the hallway. End of quote. And then Emily in Paris season 4 has begun production. And I think it's her name, Lily Collins. Lily Collins. I remember, like, the lead actress of Emily in Paris. She had shared the script, well, a table read script for Emily in Paris onto Instagram with her face. And then Elsa Gonzalez joined John Krasinski and Natalie Portman in Guy Ritchie's Fountain of Youth. And the movie follows two estranged siblings who partner on a global heist to find the mythological fountain of youth, according to Deadline.com. So, The Last of Us Season 2 filming will begin in less than a week. So Camila Mendes and Archie Renault will star in an upcoming rom-com titled Upgraded, and that one will be released on Prime Video on February 9th. Elton John has officially become an EGOT, meaning he won an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony Award. And at the Emmys, he won many Emmys, so that made him an EGOT status. So Viola Davis became an EGOT last year, and Elton John this year. Nice. So Giancarlo Esposito said to Variety.com that there eventually should be and might be a Breaking Bad spin-off centered on the rise of Gus. So I'm very excited for that one. Then Jenna Ortega said that Wednesday season 2 will lean into more horror, and she also continued by saying, and I quote, I think each episode will probably feel a little bit more like a movie, which is nice. And of course, I can't wait to see her in Miller's Girl. That one will be released on February 29th. So the movie titled The Baddest Boy, starring Theo Yule, is set to be released on Disney Plus later this year. I have no idea what that one is. So, actress Anya Chalotra has officially been cast as Circe in James Gunn's Creature Commandos. A news which made me very happy is that a Danny Phantom live-action movie is reportedly in the works at Paramount, and I cannot wait for that one. So David O. Russell from the movie Amsterdam will direct the Linda Ronstadt biopic starring Selena Gomez and according to Variety.com. So Greg Daniels is starting a writer's room to come up with ideas for a new The Office series, and the series will set in a new office with new characters but live within the same universe, according to a Deadline. So Disney is reportedly developing a what-if version of Star Wars. So during his appearance on the Rob Lowe podcast, Robert Downey Jr.'s phone rang, and the podcast is called Literally, by the way. And he asked him, Robert asked Robert, if that person on the phone was Mars. And of course, is that some Marvel shit? And of course, and Robert Downey Jr. responded with, not just yet. And of course, according to Variety. So, like I said, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, as I said in the last episode, has moved up its release date to March 10th. It was originally, I think, February 29th or March 1st, I don't remember, but yeah. There's that. Then, Lawrence Fishburne has been cast as Regis in The Witcher Season 4. Then Nick Frost has been cast as Gobber the Belch in live action How to Train Your Dragon. And the cast of Last of Us Season 2 includes Pedro Pascal as Joel, Bella Ramsey as Ellie, K. Caitlin Dever as Abby, Young Marizono as Jess, Isabel Marcide as Dinah, Gabriel Luna as Tommy, and Rutina Wesley as Maria. Then the Good Doctor will end with season 7 at ABC this year. There will be a movie released in April, on April 19th to be exact. It's called Abigail, and it's by Matt Bethnal Alpin and Tyler Gillett, and it's starring Melissa Barrera, Giancarlo Esposito, Dan Stevens, Caitlin Newton, Alicia Ware, and the late Angus Cloud. So, Daredevil Born Again will reportedly not have other their defenders appearing, according to the Hollywood handle on X. So, the X-Men are off the table from appearing in What If until they make their live-action MCU debut, which most likely will be Deadpool 3, according to comic book. Then Jon Favreau will be directing a new Star Wars movie called The Mandalorian and Grogu, and filming will begin later this year. Then Tom Cruise has signed a deal with Warner Bros. To develop original and franchise movies, which he'll star in. He will get an office on the Warner Bros. Lot with his production company. Then Ahsoka Season 2 is officially in development. So we have the cast for Guillermo del Toro's Frankenstein movie, and it will star, also it's by Netflix, it will star Jacob Elordi, Oscar Isaac, Christoph Waltz, Maya Goth, and Felix Kammerer. So, Donald Glover, aka Childish Gambino, and rapper 21 Savage, they will be doing a movie titled American Dream, the 21 Savage story. And it will star Donald Glover and Caleb McLean. So Phil Lord said to the Deadline that all our favorites will be back in Spider-Man Beyond the Spider-Verse, according to Deadline. According, like, it, this is a rumor, but, so there is this chance that we will see a first teaser for Deadpool 3 during the Super Bowl. And Super Bowl will be February 11th. So, America Ferrera has been cast as Ranger Morales in What If Season 3. So, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse was the highest rated movie on Letterboxd in, 2023. So, Zack Snyder has a profile icon on Netflix. Okay, that's it for this segment. In the last episode of this podcast, I told you that I would be sharing the new series that will be released this year, and let's do that. So, this year we'll be getting the second season of Rings of Power. I assume around September. Then also this season we'll be getting Squid Game Season 2. Then in February next month, we'll be getting the Avatar live action series, which I'm very excited about. That will be on February 12th. Not 12th, 22nd. Then also, I assume around December, November, we'll be getting the second season of Arcane. Then we will be getting a spin-off of Mr. and Mrs. Smith, the spin-off from the movie. Then also sometime this year we'll be getting Skeleton Crew by Star Wars on Disney Plus. Then we'll be getting a series titled Masters of the Air. I think you can actually watch it on Apple TV Plus. Then we'll be getting the fourth season of The Boys. Then for my Westworld lovers, like Westworld watching lovers, we'll be getting Fallout. This will be similar to Westworld, a sci-fi steampunk series on Amazon Prime. I think that we'll be getting March, April, something like that. Then also this year, like I said, The Boys. Also this year we'll be getting Severance, the second season, if you have on Apple TV Plus, with Ben Stiller and produced by Ben Stiller. If you haven't watched it yet, go watch it. You will be mind blown. It's on Apple TV Plus, like I said. And then we'll be getting The Regime by HBO. This will be a fictionized, like, European president parody, I think. Like, it will be a fiction, it will be, my theories will be like Angelica Merkel or something like that. So I'm very excited about that because it stars Catherine Hahn. Then we will also get the Batman spin-off, The Penguin. Sometime this year, also on HBO Max. On HBO, excuse me. Then we'll be getting Shogun on Netflix. Not on Disney Plus. This one is like similar to American Born Chinese, also from last year. So this will be very cool. We'll have Michelle Yeoh as well. Then we'll be getting The Sympathizer by HBO. Then we'll be getting the Dune Prophecy series. This will be like 10 years before the shenanigans of part one of Dune. Also with Timothée Chalamet and Zendaya and I'd say Oscar Isaac and so on and so forth. Then we'll be getting Andor's second season. Very excited about that. Then we'll be getting The Three-Body Problem. This is actually a book adaptation and on Netflix. And I talked about it in the to-do of last year, so you can listen to that. It's about like a sci-fi post-apocalyptic time travel thing, and it's really really cool. Then we'll be getting the Spider-Man Freshman Year series with Tom Holland. Then we'll be get Giselda, or we can watch Giselda on Netflix with Sofia Vergara. Also, we will be getting Star Wars The Acolyte this year, along with Eric on Netflix and American Primeval also on Netflix. That's it. Oh, and also, we'll be getting a Wallace and Gromit movie on Netflix, which I'm very excited about. Then also, Those About to Die, you can watch it on Prime, along with Time Bandits on Apple TV Plus. Then Replay on Netflix is this crime really cool thingy. Agatha Darkhold Diaries. This was originally called Agatha Coven of Chaos. It's the spin-off of to WandaVision on Disney Plus. Agatha will also be on Disney Plus. I think it will come around October, like perfect for Halloween. And then Fallout is on. You can watch it on. Or you will be able to watch it on Amazon Prime. Then we'll have another spin-off of The Walking Dead titled The Ones Who Live. And that's it. Also, we'll have a new Earth Avatar, a spin-off of the Avatar series. But it will be in 2025. That's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening and for your support. And in the next episode, I'll be talking about Percy Jackson because I watched it. I also have started watching the first 4 episodes of Hazbin Hotel by A24. It's an adult cartoon and it's so funny because it has like human beings or voice actors from Rick and Morty and Big Mouth. It's really, really cool. Then I also Percy Jackson next week. I'll talk about it. Then I also watched American Nightmare on Netflix. I want to talk about that as well. I will definitely talk about Wonka. On the episode on Thursday, along with Monarch Legacy of Monsters, even though I have talked about it, but still, that's it. I wish you a great day, night, whatever, and I'll talk to you on Thursday. And make sure to give this podcast 5 stars, write a kind review on all podcast apps, turn the notifications on so you don't miss an episode, and check out the podcast social media and also my blog. The links to that are all in the show notes. I'm very excited for the Super Bowl. Like tonight, it's the game of Buffalo Bills versus Kansas City Chiefs, and I want to see Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes. I call him Patsy, but yeah, him and the rest on February 11th. On the Super Bowl stage again, like this Super Bowl field again, so they win their second second Super Bowl ring. But we'll see. I'm very excited. I'm also very excited for Usher's performance on Super Bowl, and also for all the trailers, because one thing is for sure, we'll get a trailer for The Boys season 4. And like I said, probably Deadpool 3. And also I want to watch, Welcome to Wrexham with Ryan Reynolds, speaking of Deadpool. And I've heard only good things about this reality series, so if I watch all 2 seasons, I will be talking about it. Then I'm also watching on Netflix The Trust. It's really, really interesting. I'll talk about that next week. Once again, have a great day, night, wherever, and I'll talk to you on Thursday. Bye!